Yeah, it's a big league match again. It's as I said earlier in the season, we've had a very tough start to the season. You know, again, travelling on the road after being in Derry last Friday night, so, you know, a massive match for us again. And I suppose the positive is that, you know, we beat them in the President's Cup final. And obviously, you know, their manager was saying that they weren't up for that day and they didn't play well and they're waiting for us for the league. So, you know, we know what to expect on Friday night and we have to perform well.
And a huge boost from the performance on Monday night with Longford.
Well, it's a huge boost in the sense that, you know, I've said this year since the start of pre-season, I felt with the new players that come in, it's given us a lot more options and we're more dynamic. Obviously, when you bring in so many new players, it does take a little bit of time. But the indications are, you know, that certainly we create a lot of chances and we score goals. And, you know, that's what we deliberately went out to get. But obviously, there's still a lot of work in progress from the lads. But, you know, it was pleasing the other night because the attitude was good. And, you know, while in the end it can look easy, certainly, you know, all the teams of this league, if you don't start well or you give them opportunities and you're chasing the match, it can be difficult. But the last night we played, we got on top very early on and that was the difference in the game.
Injury-wise, anything from the other night? Oh. Easy, got a bang on the hip and...
Yeah, we've loads of injuries, but I'd be hoping that, after a tough week it was, and you know, we've certainly quite a few guys that are struggling, but certainly we'd hope by Friday night to be back. Obviously, Gavin is 50-50. Dooley, after the scandalous tackle last Friday night, is 50-50. And, you know, Gerard came off. Danny has a bit of an issue. Colin has a bit of an issue. But at the same time, I'd be expecting, by Friday, most of them to be okay.
What about Gary Buckley?
No, Gary won't make Friday. Yeah, he's only just coming back into training. So it would be irresponsible of me even to consider him because, you know, Gary certainly needs probably 7 to 10 days full training before he could be considered.
Do you feel a bit more psychologically upbeat now, having beaten them in the President's Cup and beating them quite easily on the day? They just didn't perform, maybe, but it was a very good performance at home.
Well, sure, they didn't perform. I think we performed very well and we tackled areas that probably that didn't let them perform. And, you know, so do I feel upbeat? I suppose what I feel is that, as I said right from the very start, that they are the team to beat. You know, some people say that they're the best team in the league ever, and time will prove that. You know, if they go on and win 3 to 4 league titles in a row, then they hold that right. You know, obviously there's teams before that have won the league 3 and 4 times, so you know you need to do that before you can be considered. But at the same time, from our point of view, we've pushed them very close for 2 seasons, but obviously we're all trying to see can we do that little bit extra. And all it did show us, I suppose, you know, the lot was made of the fact that we hadn't beaten them, and then the President's Cup final we did win, which was good. So sometimes maybe psychologically the players coming in, particularly the new players, you know, it shows that, you know, that we have already beaten them. But at the same time, everyone knows that the next game is the most important. You don't look back, you look forward. And we know obviously on their pitch, you know, being the plastic pitch, it's a huge advantage to them. You know, they're a tremendous team, so it's a tall order for us. But at the same time, you know, we've already beaten them this season. We drew up there last year, so you know, we've been very close. So it's about us really making sure that we go out there with a proper game plan and that we have the attitude that we had the other night, and we target the areas that we can cause some trouble in, and that's what we have to do.
Stephen, has been slow to change either Paddy Barrett's in the team from the off, Kieran Kilduff is in, McElhenney is in, obviously replacing the departed Richie Toll. So they're obviously tweaking as they go as well.
Yeah, well, I think, to be honest with you, it's probably easier for Stephen to tweak because he's kept all his team bar one and he's brought one in to replace him. Barrett has been there for 2 seasons, so he's well used to the scene. So he's come into to challenge, and obviously he's making right back his position, and he seems to push Gannon out. On the other side of that, you know, Kilduff came in last year. He seems to prefer him over McMillan. So and obviously McIlhenny's in it for Tower, but everything else is the same. They're the same team, and you know, we know exactly what team they're going to play against us, and you know, there's not going to be any surprises there or any surprise in the way they play. It's just more important for us that you know, we can give a very strong performance and a high energy performance, and defend set piece as well, because obviously they do a lot of work on corners and free kicks, and they're very dangerous on that. So we need to be, you know, defend those well. But at the same time, it's important for us to get at them and you know, show how good we are and play with the intensity that when we do, we know we're a good team, and that's what we have to do.
Greg Bolger sat out Monday night. Is there a risk he'll get a further match suspension and keep him out of Friday night?
No, he's okay for Friday night. Any extra game Greg will start from Monday onwards. Oh, okay. So he'll go for the Rovers game. So no, he goes back in contention for Friday night. Yeah.
Stephen Beattie excelled in that number 10 role on Monday. Is that a role you see him continuing in the future, or is it kind of a horses for courses kind of thing with the team selection?
Yeah, a bit horse for course, because Stephen can play in lots of areas, and you know, traditionally we'd have played him wide right, and he's done well wide right on quite a lot of occasions. Actually, very well against Dundalk wide right last season up here. So, but at the same time, he has played in that 10 role for us as well. And it was good because obviously with Gavin and Bucks out as well, you know, he filled in and did great. So, so I'd see Stephen playing in either or. You know, the good thing for us is that, you know, he's a fantastic attitude, and he came in the last day and got 3 brilliant goals. And probably felt a bit unlucky that he didn't start the season. So, you know, it's good from that he got the goals. And I think, you know, throughout the season, he'll play in both positions.
Is there a danger that people might read too much into that President's Cup when heading up there on Friday night and just kind of expect you to get a result?
Absolutely, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's a charity shield. It's the first game. I suppose the only positive is that at the time, it was the first time that we'd won, and you know, we'd beaten them. Because obviously a lot of people made a big deal that we hadn't beaten them in a couple of seasons. So from that point of view, but other than that, it's going to be a totally different game. It's on their pitch, plastic pitch, so it's a totally different game. And you know, they've had 9 out of 9. We have 6 out of 9. So you know, it's a tall ask and big challenge to us, but at the same time, you know, we have potential in our team, we have goals in our team, and but it's going to take a massive effort, and that's what we need to do, and we know that, because obviously they're double champions, and you know, they're a team that everyone says are fantastic, and we have to see can we get the better of them, and you know, so but we need to play extremely well to do that.
It's something to look forward to. It's be a good game. I think if anyone who came down the cross the other night will see that we're playing some good football. It was a privilege to watch it the other night. Some excellent players. So if we bring that kind of intensity and that kind of play on Friday, we'll give them a good game.
You were obviously disappointed going back to last Friday night with Derry. You just didn't perform on the night.
Yeah. Tough night. It's always a tough trip heading up there, you know, and then it's quite an emotional night for their club, obviously with what happened and all the rest. So, yeah, it was just a difficult occasion, and we were disappointed, and we came in over the weekend and refocused minds and got bodies back and took out a lot of that frustration down at Longford.
The fact that you've beaten them in the, I know it's like a charity shield match, has that kind of given you psychologically a little lift to go that, like, they hadn't been beaten in the past 2 seasons?
Yeah, I don't think, well, personally speaking, I don't think it was playing on my mind. But I think the biggest psychological lift was when we saw the quality that we had in the squad, you know, and the players that we have, and the just the ability to go and score goals, you know. So I think that kind of gave us all a lift as a group. Everybody knows, myself included, that if you come out of the team, it's going to be real hard to get back in, so you got to stay in, keep your place. Everybody's performing to such a high standard that you really have to stay on the top of your game to stay in the team. So that was the biggest lift I think that personally I've had, and the group's already had when we arrived and got back together and saw the quality we had.
And the schedule's been quite tough away to Derry, Longford Monday night, and now a trip to Dundalk for Friday night.
Yeah. And as I said, the squad again will come into play, you know. So we'll have players coming in and players going out, and that's the way it kind of works. That's the way all successful teams work. Listen, all I can say to Cork City fans is come on down and see these players, you know. So you've got some incredible talent on display, young lads who in 4 or 5 years' time could be at another 2 or 3 levels higher, and then you'd be paying a lot more money to go see them, you know. So come appreciate what we have right now. I've seen it in the past. It'll probably happen again. These guys are going right to the top.
And a few old, good old fellas like yourself as well, eh?
Yeah, you just got to keep things ticking along, Bill, you know, the old faces. Keep things steady. So, no, it's a good team, it's a good squad. So, come down and enjoy the attacking football that we're seeing at the moment.
How do you find the plastic pitch up there?
A lot's been said about Aurora, you know, and we only played there once last season, so it was my first time there. The game was good, it was 1-1. I didn't think it kind of made any difference to me in my game personally. You train quite often on Astro with our weather, you know, so it's something that didn't really feature for me. It didn't really play in my mind at all.
The ball bounce differently, is it harder in knees or anything like that?
Slight difference to the ball, yeah. But on certain times then, you know, it can move a lot quicker, the passes and stuff, so that can be good. As I said, like we train with our climate, you know, we'd often go on Astra. Like we've been quite, facilities that we've used around Cork have been quite good. So I don't think it makes much of a difference, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Owen O'Connell's coming from Celtic, looks a class act. Reminds me of young Alan Bennett, actually. What have you made of him? What have you made of him so far? What have you seen of him?
He's been fantastic, you know. He's all the young lads, to be fair to them, have been great, you know, and him included. He's come in, he's a very natural footballer. He's got a great touch for a big man. I'm not sure he's anything like me when I was that age.
Well, you mentioned good touch now, actually.
Yeah, no. Athletic, maybe. No, he's been fantastic, and he's been an excellent addition. And, like, he's one of the guys, and Sean and Kevin O'Connor, you know, they're the guys I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And other lads, Garrod, you know, who've come in, and these guys can go right to the top in our game, you know, and people could be, as I said, spending a lot more money to go see them in 3 or 4 years' time, and they're right in their doorstep now, you know, they're right here, and people should come down the cross or travel up to Dundalk and watch these guys play football and appreciate it, you know.
And as you mentioned, the style of play this year is a lot more exciting, it's a lot more attacking. As you mentioned, it's great to watch. What's it like to play in this season compared to last season when you're a bit more direct?
I think just some of the goals, we sat down there and we watched the goals from the other night, you know, and looked back at some other stuff, and it's just phenomenal, you know. Really was a pleasure and a privilege to be there on Monday night, just because I've been watching Cork City for years, as you know yourself, and you've been the same. The goals that were scored, some of the finishing was of the highest standard, you know. Even being across in England and seeing some good finishers there working every day, these are the levels that these guys can get to, definitely. So, compared to last year, I think it's still a bit early doors, you know, for us. As with young players, they kind of go up and then come down and up and down. That's how young players operate, you know. Mm. So once we hit a steady stream and once we get into our flow as a unit and as a team and as a squad, I think there'll be a lot more to come.
And you sat out Monday night, but obviously hoping to start on Friday.
I am, but I'm not taking anything for granted. Do you know, the lads performed excellently on Monday. If I'm in or I'm out, I'll be the exact same. I know there's a long season there, plenty of games, as does everyone in the squad. Everyone will have to be ready. With Kevin, the strength and conditioning coach who's here, he keeps us all well, you know, fit and ready to go and ready to step in.